Dom, how you doing tonight? How are you doing tonight, Dominic?
I'm doing good. How are you, man?
Pretty good. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Dominic, to the Texas Sports and Sounds audience. I'll let you introduce yourself. Let them know what sports, activities, and other stuff you're involved in at Hamlin Collegiate. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Alrighty, my name is Dominic Lechuga. I'm 17. Go to Hamlin High School. I'm interested in football and honestly track. I throw discus for track, and I am a left tackle on offense, and I am a defensive end on defense.
Now, I know last Friday night you guys had a chippy game between Abilene. What do you accredit you guys taking that W? What do you think attributed to y'all winning that game?
I more so believe that it was more so all of us like coming together as a team. You know, we have to work together and communicate with each other and make our plays professionally, make sure that we know what our jobs are and what is necessarily to be done, and make sure that we stay strong on the offensive line, keep our plays running correctly, know what we're supposed to do, know what gap you're supposed to guard, know who's the most dangerous man or the person that we're supposed to read, make our throws right. And I got to really honestly give a shout out to my fellow linemen. I mean, the game is honestly determined by us, because if anybody was to miss a block, like it could determine, like it could deter honestly, like how, like for example, if a pass play was to go down, it could shift the whole play. We could mess one up. We could have a bust, or there could be a sack. So as long as we work together up on the front, we're all good.
You know that old saying, the game is won in between the trenches.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
What would you say, Dom, are your favorite pregame locker room and postgame locker room routines?
I would say more so on home games, I would have to really say like the Piper Train. The Piper Train is where we drive through the town, you know, drive as a team, have some buddies in with you, listen to some good music and cruise through the town, and maybe, you know, just chill out and get your adrenaline running and spike, just get really hyped up before the game. And that really amplifies, I feel like, our performance throughout the game, because we're already amped up and we're hyped up. We get to the locker room, start chilling, you know, we'll get ready, listen to some music, and chill out with our team. Tell us, talk about how it's going to go down, what we're supposed to do, discuss anything or have any questions. If we have any questions about any plays, you know, get that out of the way. Find out what we're supposed to do, have any, like I said earlier, like get your routines right, stretch, and hang out and chill out before the game happens.
How would your coaches and teammates best describe you, do you think?
I would say confident, you know. I mean, you gotta, that's the main issue that I feel like, some people would usually have, especially in sports games, because we're usually under pressure a lot, you know, coming from the fact that you have to think of a million things at once when something goes down. You have to think about so much, and you have to, like, stay confident, you know, tell yourself, okay, we can do this. Let's not get overly confident, because anything can happen. Anything can happen at any time, any moment, no matter what it is.
What would you say is probably the most important lesson that you have learned from your time as a Pied Piper so far?
Honestly, I would have to say, like, you just got to have a good relationship with your team and your coaches. Yeah, work with them, ask questions, have fun with them, enjoy this time, because especially me being a junior and having my fellow seniors too playing. Shout out to them also. Like, we're coming close to the finish line, you know, and I enjoy this sport. I really do. I'm honestly passionate about this sport and it growing. And I would say more so enjoy your time in it, you know, because in a blink of an eye, it could be gone and it's in the snap of your fingers, because it's, you know, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And honestly, I would take that up and I would keep playing it for the rest of my life if I could. If I could turn it into a career, I would be more than happy to.
What's the best piece of advice that you think that you have received from one of your coaches?
That's a good one. I would have to say, I would have to go with somewhere along the lines of, honestly, just be nice to each other. Keep each other close. I would say get along with your fellow teammates and get along.
Now, I've asked a few people this. Your name has come up a lot. And they have said that you're the guy who keeps everybody hyped. But I want to know, who is the player on the sideline that keeps Dominic hype?
All of us, man. I mean, also big props to my man, Dom. He's an absolute warrior on the field. All of us will scream for him. Number 20. Man, that boy right there is a different breed. He is an absolute demon on the field. He's our main man because he's also a good hype man too, man. All of us usually scream for him because he is very, very, very active on the field. Very, very active.
Are there any short-term goals that you'd like to accomplish in the next few months, the next few years?
I would honestly go with try to get involved in more into this sport. You know, trying to set some side off to the time and try to get some stuff down. Because I sometimes have, like, trouble trying to memorize some plays. And I'd like to soon get those down before next year because that's going to be my last year. And I'd like to try and redo and practice those plays up and try to memorize them because sometimes I do mess up. Then again, nobody's perfect, so I'm going to try and fix those for sure.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with trying to perfect your position and perfect your game.
Yes, sir.
Who would you say is probably your biggest mentor?
I'd have to go with my man, Mason Brandon. He likes to keep me involved, and he'll let me know, hey, come in and get some reps, you know. Come in and practice this play. Come in for defense. Let's get some reps together. Got a question, let me know. Or if I needed help on a certain play, I would go to him first because he would be the one to know.
Who would you say is probably your biggest fan?
I would have to go with probably my family and probably my brother because I also play with my man.
What's the biggest thing that you can attribute to Hamlin's success this season?
I would go for like I've been saying the whole time, like us coming together and coming to a realization that we need to work together. And we finally figured out that and put ourselves in a good loop into working together and making sure that we get our jobs done the right way the first time.
Now, I know you guys got a tough game this week. I know it's a tough long road game to get to Miles. What do you think it's going to take for you guys to come out on top on Friday night and move to 2-0 in district?
I would go for us getting stronger, us coming up with better plays, us coming up with better ways in order to fight off the defensive positions and to keep our plays going and making sure that we're able to at least run the play through correctly and without any trouble in the way or any bumps in the road.
Now, I know you guys got a tough district. You guys still got Roscoe, Albany. There's a few across Plains. What is it going to take, do you think, for you guys to set yourself up for a potential deep playoff run? Because you guys are sitting really, really nice right now.
We have to do good in practice. That's where it honestly starts is – the game is a good reflection on how y'all have been practicing throughout the week or how we have been practicing throughout the week. And I feel like we really need to reflect on that and really, really take that into heart and really practice as best as we possibly can. Everybody get as many reps as they possibly can. Make sure that you know what you're supposed to do especially what job you're supposed to do, make sure you get it done, and make it a little bit more challenging on yourself, you know, because obviously we're going to be going through more challenging teams and more challenging games. So I would probably go for that and try to make it hard, except make sure you can get it done.
Would you say that this team's mindset is totally different from last year's team?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
What values have you learned from being a part of this team this year?
I've came out with a lot of good friendships. I've become closer and bonded with my teammates also. I've come together and, you know, come to enjoy this sport. Potentially, I would see myself turning this into a career somewhat, or especially going into like bigger leagues, or even possibly like going to like a school and playing for them.
Last question, Dom. I always ask everybody this that's an upperclassman. What advice would you give the eighth graders that are going to be coming in as freshmen this next year? What advice do you want to give them?
Enjoy your time in these sports, man. Honestly, like, I understand what you would say if you don't honestly enjoy it. But then again, like once you play that last game as a senior, you'll, especially when the season ends, like, it really does hit you like a punch that this is honestly more fun than I thought it would be. And you'll honestly miss it. I would say get involved in more. Do as much as you possibly can while you're young, because life is short, man.
Well, Dominic, man, I want to thank you for coming on the podcast. Always end this podcast by letting you give a thank you and a shout out to who you want to give a thank you and a shout out to. The floor is all yours.
I want to give a shout out to my coach, Coach Bodis, and for always keeping me in the right headspace. I can't thank that man enough. I mean, he's honestly one of the absolute best people I've ever met. He's super kind, especially when I see him outside of the locker room. Absolute godly man. He's awesome. And I also want to give a shout out to my man, Coach Harvey, for being an absolute hype man. He's also really, really cool, especially in practices. I want to give a shout out to all my linemen that I work with too. I mean, we work together, and I honestly appreciate them a lot. And I want to give a shout out to my man, Ian Grubin. Keep throwing them dimes, man. You're doing awesome.
Thank you so much, Dominic. It was a pleasure having you on tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.